The latest monthly permit values report from the Alaska Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission puts the value of a Bristol Bay drift net permit at $133,000. That's up from the $127,000 value recorded back in December, and it's way up compared to the $89,300 value recorded in February of last year. The value of a Bristol Bay drift net permit is the highest it's been in recent years, and the value has risen every month for the last year. The value placed on permits by CFEC is different than the asking price for permits on the open market. Alaska Boats and Permits in Homer reports that a Bristol Bay drift net permit was sold back in December for $140,000, and they have permits listed for sale with asking prices ranging from $165,000 to $185,000. Dock Street Brokers reports a pending sale of a Bristol Bay drift net permit at $145,000, with another permit reported as sold at $135,000. They have another permit listed for sale at $160,000. Permit Master also has a Bristol Bay drift net permit listed for sale at $160,000. While the value of Bristol Bay drift net permits has been going up for the last year, the same cannot be said for some of the other drift net fisheries across Alaska. The value placed on a Southeast drift net permit last month was $101,800. That's down from the $118,000 value recorded in July through October. The value placed on a Prince William Sound drift net permit was $201,900. That's down from the value of $206,400 recorded back in October. The value placed on a Cook Inlet drift net permit was $82,300 in January. That's way down from the $93,800 value recorded back in September. The value placed on Alaska Peninsula drift net permits last month was $77,800. That's way down from the $90,000 value recorded in February of last year. While Bristol Bay drift net permit values have been going up for the last year, the same cannot be said for set net permits in the bay. The value placed on those permits by CFEC last month was $36,500. That's the lowest value recorded in the last 12 months, and it's way down from the $41,300 value recorded in February of last year. However, the monthly permit value report from CFEC does show some movement with other set net permit values. For instance, for the last few months, the value of Prince William Sound permits has been placed at $119,300. That's way up from the $61,000 value recorded from February through August. The value put on a Cook Inlet set net permit is $13,400. That's down from the $15,500 value recorded in February of last year. Some of the largest increases in permit values in Alaska are in the purse seine fisheries. Chignik purse seine permits were valued last month at $186,300. That's way up compared to the $97,600 value recorded in February of last year. The highest valued permits tracked by the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission are the Southeast herring purse seine permits. The value recorded last month was $430,000. You can find information about the values placed on State of Alaska commercial fishing permits on the website of the Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.